This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. As leaders in Washington try to hammer out a debt ceiling agreement, Democrats are highlighting how a default could hurt programs Americans depend on. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse joined others to support a bill to strengthen Social Security. The Lafayette Democrat says it's about protecting this important program for future generations. And he added it could be hurt if the country defaults.
It would be catastrophic, in particular, for Social Security recipients in Ohio and in Colorado, in New Hampshire, from coast to coast and across our country, who are using those benefits.
Republicans have said for months they don't want to cut Social Security, but fiscal experts say it's not possible to lower the deficit by only cutting discretionary spending. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Christian Glass's parents spoke to reporters this week after agreeing to the largest known law enforcement settlement in state history. A Clear Creek County Sheriff's deputy killed their son. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the non-monetary parts of the agreement was the most important to them.
Glass's parents, Sally and Simon, say they will speak to new police recruits about what happened to their son and help create a virtual reality training video for state police officers about their son's death. Sally Glass.
This is the victim of your crime, and to face us and know the damage and the hurt and the heartache and the young life that you ripped away, you don't get to hide from that.
Clear Creek County will also dedicate a crisis response team, something they didn't have the night of Glass's death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A Fort Collins man was rescued from Rocky Mountain National Park after falling during a rock climb earlier this week. Park rangers say the 37-year-old was injured from a 30-foot fall off Taylor Peak. Search and rescue crews located and flew to Upper Beaver Meadows. He was later transported via ambulance to the hospital. This is CPR News and KRCC. Up next, it's the BBC News Hour.